Okay, so we are here back again after a 15-minute break to write down all the questions. And we got a lot of questions to ask you. They also came from the students here in the room, as we also have questions today on the online forum. Regina, do you have a good question to start with?
Yes. Yes, I can. So you have explained that the strategy in Finland is to strengthen democratization. So there is the first question from our students, which is called, how big do you assess the need for democratization in Finland? Maybe you can also link that a little bit with the historical background of Finland.
How big is the need
Yes.
of
Yes.
democratization in Finland?
Yes.
Yes, it's very difficult to say when we are comparing the democracy in Finland in the global frames. One could say that there's no need for strengthening the democratization or comparing, for instance, with Russia, that the Duma elections. The weekend. But I see that always it is so that we cannot be satisfied with the state of democracy in our country. And when I was telling that.
Oh, it's not on.
That one. Reason behind establishing this citizenship or civic citizenship policy program was the passivating of Finnish citizen in political actions. Especially, I see that is important because the interests in politics or traditional forms of politics has decreased among the younger generations. So they are not participating in for instance, the actions of political parties and so on. But one could also ask how active the younger generations are in other forms of participation. And I see that this policy program has been established from the older politicians belonging to the older generations.
Okay, yes, the next question is very much linked with the democratization, because the question is. Regarding the citizenship, this program on citizenship, what actually were the measures done in the program? So, a very concrete question about the measures done in the citizenship program. Regina, you have one that's very close to it.
I have to say that I have very, very, very few information about what has happened in this program. I have. Read only this program and discussed in two different congresses with the director of this policy program. But what they have done in practice and what are the measures? I have to say that I have very few facts about these actions.
Yes, but
Is it so? Is it just a politic, or is it just a policy, or do you know if it's realized in practice too?
This citizenship
Yes.
program. Okay. What I know is that in this policy program, or those actors of this policy program thought that. Most important role in developing or activating the citizens have the schools and teacher education. And If I remember right, it was spoken about the possibility to establish in schools so-called school boards. But I believe that there has happened not anything.
And in another program or in a strategy of lifelong learning in Finland, can you tell us something more about lifelong learning strategies? It's also a question again to go more into deep, more be more concrete.
Yes, I believe that the best question was my comparison between this UNESCO-like lifelong learning education ideology and the later lifelong learning ideology by OECD. And in Finland, I see that we have the same development as in other European Union countries, that in this policy, has seen that the most important part of adult education, lifelong learning, is the vocational education, vocational adult education. And many times it has been asked in Finland, for instance, the people working at the area of liberal adult education, they are asking what it will be happening in the future. Mm-hmm. With the liberal education.
Yes. We have a short technical problem, I think. Maybe we can go on with one, or is it fixed very quick? Okay. Yes, but we can raise our question now. yes, that's a question that came from... That is a question that came from the forum. It was asked from Lithuania, from Kaunas. Uh-huh. And they were asking, what are the main differences between Nordic countries, considering adult education, between the Nordic countries?
Between Finland, Sweden, Norway, and Denmark.
Yes, or Scandinavian.
What are the differences? Yeah. It's a very interesting question, because I believe that there are no differences, because I see that the differences are between Nordic countries and other countries in mm-hmm. Europe. Okay, I can tell something about the structure of the adult education organizations in Nordic countries.
Yes.
We can speak about first about the liberal adult education. All Nordic countries have the same tradition. The strongest tradition is the Grundtvigian mm-hmm. folk high school, residential folk high school tradition. But when thinking the main parts or subparts of the liberal education system or organization, there are differences. In Finland, the strongest part is the German-type Volkshochschulen. Mm-hmm. In Sweden, the educational association and study circles. Mm-hmm. And in Norway and Denmark, the folk high schools. Mm-hmm. That is an essential difference between these Nordic countries. In the area of vocational education, I believe that the differences are not so essential that we can, or I could tell about something about these differences.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you go outside Europe with your question, is it true?
No, not outside Europe now. At first, outside the northern countries. So here is the question, is the Nordic model really so different than the way of adult education is organized in other European countries? So the question is, what is now the difference between the Nordic countries and the rest of Europe?
Yes, I could recommend this article. It's a pity because I have the title of this article from Tuinman and Hellström. They have compared the Nordic countries with some European and North American countries. And I believe that the difference are as they have told, for instance, the high participation rate, then I see that very important thinking the Nordic countries and rest of Europe or for instance, the North American countries, is this high public share in financing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And also high share of public providers. For instance, these three mm-hmm. are making this difference.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the questions till now were very wide. Now we have some more concrete questions.
Okay.
one question is concerning the conference on lifelong learning, equity and efficiency.
Yeah.
And the question here is if it was a national or European one, this conference?
This was a European conference. Mm-hmm. This was organized during the presidency of Finland.
Oh, okay.
Yes, in EU, and the participants were people, politicians, or educational politicians from all of EU, all EU countries.
Yes,
yeah.
European.
Therefore,
okay.
The index this was, mm-hmm. for instance, written about the
yes.
European democracies or so. Oh,
okay. Yes. And can you tell us about the main aim of the conference in Finland? On this topic, it's very concrete.
I've participating only in mm-hmm. one session, so it's very difficult to say what is the
main aim.
Someone could say that the most important aim was for the politicians and. Some members from outside from Finland to participate in mm-hmm. a congress in a very nice Nordic country.
Okay. Traveling.
Yes, there is another concrete question. You have talked about lifelong ideology. So, is there a negative critic within and... And if yes, in which way? You have not talked lifelong learning yeah. or lifelong education. You have
it must be lifelong learning ideology. Yes.
Yes.
So uh-huh.
Is there a critic inside?
It's very interesting. Yeah, yeah. A very good find. That's ideology, lifelong learning ideology. Mm. What could I say? Yes, it's better speak about the contents of these two ideologies, as I have done about the UNESCO-like lifelong learning education, and this mainly OECD lifelong learning ideology, and. I have to say that I have been very critical towards the content of this OECD lifelong learning ideology.
Mm-hmm. So you see it critical?
Yes, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I only have one last question that is also a very concrete one. It's about a term you used. You used the term competence-based qualifications.
Yeah.
We differ between competence and qualification. Is it competence or qualification or both? What do you mean with the term?
Yeah, that is was cited from competence based. Or it was in. It's also very.
There it was. Next one.
Was here. Yes, this is this Ministry of Education Development Plan, the system of competence-based qualification, independent of. Yeah, this is very difficult. A good question, but very difficult to answer. So I have to ask and. I don't know what they have. I believe that the intention is to tell that the system of qualification have to give to people who are studying or learning good competencies, but this competence base, this is very odd, odd combination. I have to say that I have no sure answer to this question.
Yes.
But if it's possible, I if I could send the answer later.
Yes, if
via email.
Yes, maybe okay. It has got a background that's very interesting for
us.
Because
this is also also very interesting that I have found in those latest development plans and development programs and reports also other definitions or terms which are not used earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yes, could be interesting for us to have it in the online forum later. Everybody can read it there if you have a definition for it. Yes.
Yes, I think that's also a good point to invite you again to ask your questions in a forum. So that will be the first question and also the first answer. So you can post there your questions furthermore. And we have since today something more new in the introduction. Quarter, you will find there a link where you also can find more information about literature, about the background, and if you will find here more internet files, we also will put it online so you can study furthermore.
Yes, and even if our guest lecturers, we are very happy that you are here, but even if you're back home, you can also answer the question, and we still can keep in touch with the students who have questions and give them some more information later on. Yes, I think we have finished the theme Trends in Finland today, which was a very interesting time to see how trends in Finland are at the moment. And yes, we will be back here in 2 weeks when the Romanian colleague is here, Simona Sava from Romania, who is talking in 2 weeks. And today, do you have something more? Expect of saying goodbye and see you in 2 weeks.
No, I also would like to say goodbye. Thank you for the students here to answering the questions. Thank you also for the questions from the forum. And so I think at last our big thank to you, Eero Pensa. Thank you very much to come here to Essen. And to present us to finish trends in adult and continuing education.
Thank you.